Dr. Shapiro was actually on her way out when I got to her office. I was full of apology. Shapiro stayed to speak with me, but was perched on the edge of a couch with her briefcase on her lap. "Mary was my patient for 8 years," she told me before I even asked. "How would you characterize her?" "Not as a killer, interestingly. I view the incident with her children as an aberration to the larger arena, if you will, of her mental illness. She's a very sick woman, but any violent impulses were subjugated a long time ago. That's part of what kept her here. She never moved through anything." "How can you be sure?" I asked Dr. Shapiro. "Especially given what's happened. Maybe Mary wasn't the only person in denial around here." "If I were testifying in court, I'd have to say I can't. Beyond that, though, I think 8 years of interaction is worth something, Dr. Cross. Don't you?" I did think so, of course. But only if the therapist showed me some insight. "What about her children?" I asked. "I didn't find any mention of them in her journals. But for the short time I've known Mary, they've been all she can think about. They're very much alive in her mind now. She's obsessed with them." Dr. Shapiro nodded while she looked at her watch. "That's more difficult for me to reconcile. I could offer a theory, which is that maybe Mary's therapy was finally actualizing. The memory of those children was slowly, slowly bubbling up. As the children came into her consciousness, one way to avoid processing 20 years of repressed guilt all at once would be to keep the children alive, as you put it. It could explain what drove her to escape when she did. To get back to her life with them. Which, to Mary's experience, is exactly what happened."